Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have two very special people. Midge Mathis and Ella Free. Together, as it should be, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you can call into the show live and ask a question. Get involved at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. And I understand we have Midge in the green room already. Go ahead, Midge.
Hi, Frank. Thank you for having me on. It's been a while.
I want to thank
Republic Broadcasting Network as well. This is a great platform, and we're just lucky to have it. So thank you to Frank, and thank you to RBN.
That's fantastic. They are wonderful people. This is a place where we can tell the truth. Just what's happening. Just what's going on. Not the BS that you hear on the news. I can't believe some of the news we're hearing today. It's disgusting.
I agree. It's absolute propaganda.
Yes, and we have good news. We just showed a video of Magnus Olsen from Sweden and Ella. Ella did the interview. She did a spectacular job. And it is now up on YouTube for you to see. So if you go to Ella's channel, I believe it will be the last YouTube, her latest YouTube. So that'll be something. And what do you think about World Day and how we've brought it to the United States as it was a European event? It is World Day, though. And I texted Magnus Olsen and I asked him and I said, I would like to make this a United States Day. Help us to do that. What do you think, Mitch?
Oh, I think it's excellent. I mean, I think that was really a great idea that you had. And I did listen to the interview by Ella with Magnus, and it is excellent. So, you know, World Day is going to be the end of July. I think it's the 31st. And we're just asking everyone to, you know, print out flyers. There are flyers that you can obtain on Facebook. You can also get T-shirts through Ella. And, you know, we need to have our voices heard because, you know, with all that is going on in the world, because we targeted individuals are truly the canaries in the coal mines. We've been trying to tell the world what is coming down the pike for a long time. And so we are now being believed. Our voices are being heard. But we still need to keep reaching out and to do education. We are the educators because we've already experienced what we are now facing with the virus and different things that are going on. And so, you know, they're trying to break our will. And our goal should be our best defense is to break their will. And by doing that is by getting our truth out there. By doing that is, you know, protesting, by doing World Day. And, you know, we're not going to stop. We've come a long way in the years since I've been in the community, but in particular this last year, there have been a lot of changes. And before it was kind of hard, you know, to tell our stories and to be believed, but now we are being believed. They cannot deny this any longer about what's happening. So I do believe that World Day is so important, and I hope everybody participates on July 31st. I did post the interview that Ella did with Magnus. It is on Twitter. Oh, I posted that later today. So you can go to Twitter, go to Targeted Justice with Midge Mathis under I have a little bit of a cold. I'm kind of choking up. You can go to Targeted Justice with Midge Mathis, and you can find the video there with Magnus Olson and Ella.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. And you can also go to, if you did receive it, it went out to thousands of people. But if you did receive the ad for this show tonight, if you click on Midge's picture, that will take you to the download site for the flyer. Now, if you have a printer that prints on both sides, you're ahead of the game because your flyer is all done. I've done a ton of them, and they all fit perfectly. The only thing is, you have a choice between black and white and color. If you go for color, plan on having a lot of blue ink cartridges, because I'll tell you what, it goes through them. And you can also go to targetedmassachusetts.org. On the left-hand side, you will see the world symbol, the blue sign. Click on that. That will take you to the download page. Click on the image. It says that at the top of the page. And that will take you to the exact document to download. On the other side of the home page is Ella's store. Now, this will get you a World Day t-shirt. Unfortunately, you will not get it in time for Friday, especially if you do it today. But you'll have it, and it's a testimony to what has happened on the 31st of July, 2020. So I recommend that. And they come in purple, and they come in white. If you want to keep them for a long time, go with the purple. If you go with the white, they seem to get destroyed instantly. I think one of my white ones got destroyed the first time in Washington in 2017 by stain on a railing. So you can't win. But anyway, it's a fantastic day. And if you can just do something, send something out. A lot of people, like Ella, has faxed out to all of the representatives. Now, how she did that, a lot of work. And we've all worked very hard to make this day happen. And this is a day that I'm sure Midge will appreciate very much, because she has been probably one of the most severely targeted individuals of a direct microwave assault. Now, there's a difference. There's V2K. There's all kinds of attacks. This was a frontal assault with a microwave that was so powerful that it burned her face beyond recognition. And I am so happy to see that she did recover from that. And she still gets attacks. And we are pretty certain of the origin.
And,
go ahead.
Well, you know, it's true what we're saying, and it is cyber torture is what July 31st is all about. We're trying to speak out against the directed energy weapons, the torture that people, are experiencing. If we do not stop this, they're going to be using these weapons on other people. Some of us are whistleblowers. You know, others just happen to get caught in the crosshairs of, somebody very powerful. Others have no idea as to why this is happening to them. And so we're trying to get the word out. We're trying to warn communities, and we're trying to hold our legislators accountable. Because trust me, this is no secret. I've said that from the beginning. And I can honestly say after going to Washington, D.C. 3 times last year with the Targeted Justice team, and we had a rally last year as well in September, they cannot claim any longer that they don't know about what's happening. We absolutely walk the halls of the legislators, over 300, knocking on their doors and talking to them. We did have some appointments. We talked to their civil rights reps. And I can honestly say that was probably the best activism that I have done for myself and for the community, because, you know, as hard as this is to realize, you know, the legislators, most of them do know what's going on. They're not innocent. But we're talking about the deep state. We're talking about, you know, the military-industrial complex. We're talking about wayward contractors. And so there are a lot of people who are involved who are doing this. And we're just, you know, trying to get our truth out there. We're trying to demand change. No one has the right to do this to anyone. I know of several mothers who have children who are being subjected to this horror show, and all that needs to stop. Anyone who would do this to a child or a pet or just anybody, they're truly not healthy, and it's absolutely sick.
Yeah, and I would say that sick is not the word. Everybody has heard it, and it's horrific. And the pictures of Midge are just incredible. I just looked at them again.
Yeah.
And I posted an article that came from Activist Post, and I just could not post her pictures, and she'll attest to that. I can't see a friend looking like that, especially a good friend like Midge is.
Well, you know, because I was so badly burned last year, and people don't realize what that does, and it's happening to other people as well, is that it shuts down your circulation. It impedes your circulatory system, which has everything to do with you staying alive, obviously. So that particular period of last year, I did wind up in the hospital, and my circulation did shut down. And I'm lucky to be here today, but over 70% of my body was burned, and no one has the right to do this to anyone. These are microwave burns. Like I said, I know it's happening to other people. Mine just happened to be very graphic, and it's beyond belief. The different elements of emotions and physical pain that you go through when something happens like this. And I don't want this to happen to one more person. You know, no one has the right to do this. So, you know, we need to hold everyone accountable. I just can't believe that there are so many people who are involved. You know, did they put up a sign for psychopaths and evil people and say, let's gather here because this is what we're going to do? I mean, I just still can't believe it, that this is such a huge business, because they are making money off of people, and also the illegal surveillance. So the illegal surveillance is called, was through InfraGuard and is through Citizen Corp, but it's called enhanced surveillance. And also, and Frank, I don't know if I sent it to you, but I do also have the COVID-19 executive order out of Arizona, and it's also called enhanced. It's enhanced surveillance. So
enhanced.
They want to put, I'll send it to you. They actually want to put more people under illegal surveillance. anyone that is deemed an activist, who's a whistleblower, who's speaking out against corruption, whatever the case may be, they want to silence us. Our freedom of speech is being shut down. There's censorship going on all the social media sites. I'm hoping that, well, some of them are already being called out as we speak. Twitter has gotten very bad. People are jumping over to Parler. Of course, Facebook has been bad for a while. So, you know, you can't silence us. There are so many great people in the world who are fighting for our constitutional rights, and the Constitution needs to be restored and followed. And we all have our civil rights, which has been disrupted. But we need to have our voices heard, and we have every right to insist that our civil rights be restored.
Okay, Ella is here and ready to go, number one. And right before that, we have Andy from Texas who would like to ask a question. Come on in from the green room, Ella. Say hi.
Hey, it's nice to be here. I am so sorry that this happened to you. You know, I missed this show so often, and I didn't catch whenever you were last on. But I just really wanted to ask, exactly how did they zap you with this microwave?
Oh, me? It's done through drones, military-grade drones, with the microwave system on it. And I've had that many, many times. I've also have been assaulted with the satellite system using the Vercator, which is very horrific because that seems to be the worst ones that I've received, the worst burns. I also was driving one time and felt like I got decapitated, which was the worst experience.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was on my phone, and I seriously believe that I got hit by a cell tower that day. And you can see still where it entered my body on my face. So it was quite horrific, and that also put me in the hospital.
You know, Midge, it's a good way. This is a real good way to put this into terms. It's like there was a giant microwave, and you walked into it, and they shut the door and put it on high.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is to me, because that was horrific. Right. Okay, we have Ella. Mm-hmm. Ella is now here.
Well, hi there. Hi, Frank, and hi, good friend, Ned.
Hi, Ella. I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so happy to be here. It's been a long time for us for three of us to be together.
I know.
Well, it's about time.
It's great.
I'm really sorry to hear, you know, I know Midge, and I know her story, and this has been ongoing torture. This is not just last year. This has been going on for many years, so I guess we have a commercial break.
Right. But like I said, it's happening to a lot of people.
Very good.
And, we just need to make sure that this stuff is stopped.
We have to go to commercial. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening, once again from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, I have the honor of bringing together two of the most wonderful people in the targeted community, Ella Free and Midge Mathis. And please call into the show live and ask a question and get involved. They would love it. And that would be 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. And who wants to go first? Or you can both jump in.
Well, you know, Midge was talking about, you know, her experiences, and she made, you know, she reminded everybody that it's not just her, although hers is fairly horrific. We think about, like, the three of us have been involved with organizations that basically support and represent the targeted community. And you know, just think about, between the three of us, how many tens of thousands of people we've spoken to, people that are new target individuals, people wondering what exactly is going on, people that are looking for support and help. And unfortunately, so many of these people reach out to us and they want us to know how to make it stop. And sometimes they don't like the answer. Well, we're doing activism. That's what we're doing. We're bringing awareness, and with the awareness will eventually come what we're looking for, which is education and reaching out and trying to get the representatives and anybody in politics to start doing legislation to protect the community.
That's right. I had two people call me today, and they wanted to know how to stop it. And it's heartbreaking because you give them your best educational-type information that you have acquired over the years, that you know that works in order to help at that moment. And so I gave them both you know, information that they could use to help themselves. But overall, it's going to be the activism. It's, you know, we're not going to shut up. We're not going to stop. We're going to keep getting our truth out there. And this is what needs to happen. We're serious. No one should be going through this, and no one has the right to do this to anyone. I am absolutely appalled when I think about all the people that I have met, and I have flown all over this country meeting targeted individuals and whistleblowers in person. And it always is quite astounding to me, because I always say this after meeting them, who would want to do this to you? I mean, I have met so many wonderful people, everyday ordinary citizens who have done nothing. Nobody deserves this. And so we must keep speaking out. We must keep speaking our truth. We must keep demanding that this be stopped. This is so diabolical and so evil. It's beyond comprehension how anyone could do this to another person.
Mm-hmm. But maybe we can talk a little bit about all the movement that's happening in the community. And I'm really looking forward to this Friday event, which is, of course, the World Day Against Electronic Torture. And I have written down basically what it is, in case someone's catching us for the first time and just hearing about this. So basically, activities that are being organized around the world by millions of victims of electronic torture to inform the public that July 31st is World Day Against Electronic Torture. And for the first time, Professor Nils Melzer, UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, will present to the 75th UN General Assembly session, they say possibly in October, and bring his report on cyber torture, which reforms the computerized remote electronic torture against illegally targeted individuals worldwide. And it's also psychological torture that you may receive, like harassment online, is one end of that, or one point in that. And so, I'm just glad that they're taking notice. And on the UN website are letters from targeted organizations and individuals around the world. And I think that's very validating.
Yes.
We've got a short time until commercial here.
Okay.
And then we have Carolyn from Colorado. And everybody is making such good points tonight. This is going to be a celebration. Our show is on Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And I hope that you all come in and we'll have some fun. And we can even think of more things that we can do for the weekend. Okay, it's the bottom of the hour, and we are taking a break for station identification. Thank you so much.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Ella Free and Midge Mathis, two icons in the targeted community, together once again on one show. Okay, we have lost a few people for a few minutes, but Midge has come a long way from 2017, and we have all come a long way. Ella's come a long way. Ella has put billboards all over the world, for those of you who are not familiar. And they're all a little different. I think she just had one run out in Germany, but there's always another one going up in another part of the world. They went up in Canada, and the Canadian media picked it up. But do you think the media in the United States would pick it up? They were told to stay away from it. Not one media source, except for some back media people, picked it up. And you know why? Because they don't want anybody to believe us. These billboards hit you in the face with, hey, this is really happening. Okay, we lost converter boxes for phone system. All went down. Lots of internet and phone service provider issues around the country today. And that is what's going on, because everyone this time of the night is listening. Okay, we've got Carolyn from Colorado. Is she still there? Okay. Okay. And Midge Mathis has made it a point to just about live in Washington. She has taken the time to organize Washington events. She has taken the time to visit senators. She's taken the time to stop in front of the CIA building and see what they're doing. She's taken the time to make it happen for us. She's not being paid. She's not being compensated in any way. None of us are. But we want to get the word out. That's the most important thing that we are doing. We are developing media contacts in television. We are developing media contacts in radio. This is being heard all over the world. It's being heard in the UK. We have constant comments coming in from people that love the show and that we've brought them out of darkness. Some had never heard of a targeted individual ever before. Targeted individuals are everywhere. They cover the globe, millions of us. And we are just now beginning to get the recognition because of people like Midge and Ella, who have devoted their lives to stopping this. Can you imagine that? Devoting your life to stopping a deadly crime. I think that's pretty noble myself. I've devoted my life to stopping this as well. Another thing that we can look at immediately that everyone has to deal with, and that's the fifth generation of cell phone transmissions. They get away with calling it 5G. But we have been using 5.8 gigahertz in our phones for years. 2.4 in your computer, which is, by the way, the same frequency that your microwave uses. In Europe, the instructions that come with the microwaves are much different than the instructions that we get. In Europe, the instructions say, push start button and walk 6 meters away from the unit. Now, I don't remember such instructions like this in the United States. But 5G exists everywhere. And sadly, Nokia, one of the first and chief manufacturers of cell phones and technology, has found a way to use software to convert existing cell phone equipment to 5G. Not all of it, but enough of it to make it fearsome. We have had fight after fight after fight while we are being targeted. So I will tell you right now, we are in the best shape to handle just about anything that comes along. All of us research in depth, and I will tell you that 99% of the targets out there know more than anyone else in the country because we research. All the information is there. All you have to do is dig for it a little bit. A couple of keywords. But this is what I'm doing. If you want to research anything, I have thousands of PDFs. Call me or email me, preferably, with your request, and I will email you the document that you need. Okay, the converter boxes are still down. So I'm going to get into a little bit of how they target you. Extremely low frequency ELF waves, up to 100 hertz, are once more naturally occurring. But they can also be produced artificially, such as HARP or submarine communication. Now, that particular comment right there is no longer valid because they use quantum communication to communicate with their submarines today. Very involved. I'm not going to get into it. But we have so many different avenues to explore. ELF waves are not normally noticed by the unaided senses. Yet their resonant effect upon the human body has been connected to both physiological disorders and emotional distortion. Infrasound vibration, up to 20 hertz, can subliminally influence brain activity to align itself to delta, theta, alpha, or beta wave patterns. Inclining an audience toward everything from alertness passivity. Infrasound could be used tactically as ELF waves endure for great distances, and it could be used in conjunction with media broadcasts as well. Through selective media, these media are, of course, the electronic media, cell phones, computers, and video. State-of-the-art developments in satellite communication, video recording techniques, laser and optical transmission of broadcasts make possible a penetration of the minds of the world such as would never have been conceivable just a few years ago. Now, with the advent of 5G, your coffee pot is likely to say good morning to you. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. One approximate beginning of brain wave activity is 1 hertz. 6.66 theta brain waves, or deep meditation or sleep. 7.85 alpha brain waves. Occipital alpha waves, the strongest. 15.7 to 38 beta brain waves, normal waking state. 30 to 30.56 government VLF stations, target monitoring. 32 to 33 government VLF stations, target monitoring. 34 to 42, government VLF stations, target monitoring. 50, approximate upper limit of brainwave frequencies. 60 produces an audible sound, which is 60 cycles or 60 hertz, which you are surrounded by. Honey, my perp seemed to think that they are always sitting on a wire or a lamp or something electric when they speak. So it's funny that audible sound is 60 cycles or 60 hertz. 60 hertz is used across the United States without exception. I think maybe some mountain areas might be 50 hertz. I'm not sure. 60 to 254.1. CTCSS. Continuous tone coded squelch systems. Okay, we have Midge and Ella.
Yes. Have us back, Frank.
Well, hi, Frank. I missed you. I missed you greatly.
Oh, goodness. So, okay, well, we're back. So, anyhow, I wanted to say something, jump right in and say something, that the interview that Ella did with Magnus Olson, everyone needs to listen to it. It is so good, and Magnus is so wonderful. He's been such an activist about the cyber torture and about illegal surveillance. But I was talking to Ella. We got knocked off because I said one of the neatest things that he said, because sometimes it takes the right verbiage to get your point across. And
that's
he said
correct.
About World Day, it's against electronic torture, but also against slavery, because they want to enslave us.
That is so right. Electronic
yes.
slavery.
Yep.
What could be better than a cage that you cannot see?
Exactly. And it is psychological torture.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Really. But you know, the tides are turning and people are so much more, they're so much more aware of things going on in the world, things that really wouldn't filter to the media sources. And we didn't have internet before. So now all this hidden information, this hard to understand information can be readily and easily found online. And what's happening is just a great awakening.
Yes, absolutely a great awakening. And now also with the COVID-19, people are they know something's not right. They know that they're being lied to. They know that their freedoms are wanting to be taken away. It's right there in their face. So I have more and more people that I interface with who are not targets who are waking up. I even had some high school friends say, do you know about this targeting program? This happened very recently. And they said, you know, what do you know about this? Do you know about the New World Order? And I'm like, well, let me tell you. Yes, I do. So I see my non-TI friends are waking up. And it's an exciting time for us because we are being validated. And we just have to continue pushing forward to get our truth out there, but to demand that this be stopped. And we are exposing it. I'm so proud of you, Ella. I'm so proud of you, Frank, because you two are both nonstop warriors.
Well, you know something, Midge? We're very proud of you. How's that?
Thanks. Thanks. Well, I kind of got knocked off my feet recently, as you both know, so it's taken me a while to kind of come back around, but it happens. And I know you're a strong woman.
Mm-hmm. You're strong and courageous, and so many of the people that are affected by the technology that we're speaking about, just very strong, brave people. And what people don't understand, if they haven't been victims of various forms of this crime, is just how hard it is on you physically. Of course, psychologically, physically as well. And it really affects, it's a cumulative effect on your body, and it becomes very difficult to function even. So I commend everybody out there that has the will and the drive to carry on and to come together. And so many of us do this for future generations, and I say this all the time, but we don't want our children, our nieces, our nephews, all these, the future generation that's coming up in this absolutely crazy time, this crazy existence that we live in, which just seems like an upside-down world. And the one thing I can say, guys, about all this coming to the top is we can see it. So as people are accepting that these crimes are real,
I hear an interruption. Okay, we'll get Ella back. That's okay. She works very hard, the both of you do. And it's quite an honor for me to have the two of you back together again right here. And you've both been through so much. All three of us have. My voice to skull is daily, nonstop, all the hours that I'm awake. And they have some comments sometimes, and I'd like to say it's not funny, but sometimes they say things that are funny. But there's a reason behind it. They want to look at both ends of your emotions. They want to see you very, very happy. And they want to see you very, very sad. So they can gauge your emotions on a scale. So if anybody feels like they are crazy with laughter, try and put a lid on it. Unless the laughter is genuine, and you could tell the difference, and put a lid on the sadness if you can, and try to keep that positive attitude that I keep telling everybody about, because that's what will bring you through this. And a phone call to me or to Midge or to Ella. And if you can't get Ella, somebody from her outreach program will pick up, and we will be adding to our outreach program. Midge, we didn't lose you too, did we? Okay, we lost Midge too. You know, there are people that will say in the audience that this is a perpetrator move, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised. because we have very interesting people that are very interested in what we do. Okay. Hi, Mitch.
Hi, guys.
We got you back.
So, anyhow, I don't interrupt. Go ahead, Frank.
Oh, that's okay. I was just speaking about what an honor it was to have both of you guys together here. And it certainly is. We don't have, unfortunately, too much time left. I just looked at the clock. Time really flies when you have friends. Okay, Ella, we need some closing thoughts from the two of you. It's 10:56.
Okay, well, I'll just talk really quickly, and then I'll let Midge close out. What is happening?
I think she just closed out.
Are you still there, Frank? Can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, so, darn it, we lost Midge. So what we're asking is for people to participate, non-targets, targets alike, in this fantastic day that's going to be happening here on this Friday. And you can, so again, it's going to be July 31st, 2020. This is a global event. And you can find the PDF on, I'm trying to find the website. I got very discombobulated here, cyber-torture.com, as well as you can go to Facebook and search European Coalition and lost my paperwork here. Facebook, or Targeted Massachusetts, European Task Force Coalition, and you can also go to our YouTube channel and just look up, it's Ella F. And if you look at the most recent upload, you will see a video that will tell you everything. Okay.
Gotta go, Ella.
Okay. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having us on, and I hope everyone participates.
Good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Thank you so much.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.